Welcome to the Legislative Report with your state representative, Will Tallman, of the 193rd Legislative District in Adams and York Counties. Representative Tallman, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the big news in Harrisburg these days is the new governor, Governor Corbett, has introduced his first new spending plan, and it has a lot of surprises in it. What are some of your observations about what the governor has put forth for a future budget here for the state?
Well, we have to remember that the governor's budget proposal is a starting point, and we as the General Assembly, of course, will modify that, and I think this year it's probably going to be modified significantly. But it is the starting point. I think the governor has taken a good first step in the direction that the people of Pennsylvania have indicated they want us to go, and I think we can make some adjustments to the budget as we move forward. I'm disappointed in his ag budget proposal, and I have concerns on the educational side. And saying that, we have to remember that we as a state are taking less money in, and then we as taxpayers have less to give. So it is incumbent upon us to cut state spending. I think we're going to do that, and I think the governor has taken a good first step in accomplishing that.
He has actually cut spending, as you mentioned, but some of the cuts people are asking questions about, and a lot of those cuts are in the education part of the budget. How do you think this is going to shake out for education, for colleges, and for local schools?
Well, let's start off with education as a general piece of the pie. It was a significant cut, 52% cut to the state-related universities. That's Penn State, Pitt, Temple, and Lincoln. And whether or not they can absorb that kind of a cut is up to debate. The state system of higher education, at same proportion of cut, you know, that's your Millersburg, Shippensburg, and those places, I do have concerns there. I don't think they can take that kind of a cut. And then we get down to the K through 12 cut, which I'm going to call basic ed. The governor's proposed cutting the basic ed funding, and the school districts, at least in York and Adams counties, were looking at maybe an 06-07, taking basic ed back to that year. And the governor has said 08-09, so the school districts actually have made out a little bit better than what they thought they were going to make out as far as the basic ed side. The governor has removed accountability block grants from the school's funding, and he's also eliminated Science in Motion and some of those other smaller programs. And then the state reimburses school districts for children that are attending charter school and cyber charters. And, you know, we hear our school districts complaining about the amount of money that they are losing to the charter schools. They get 20% of that money, but the state, and I'm just going to take an average, also gives them about 30% more. So really, they get to keep 50% of the money, and they're not educating a student. So it wasn't quite as bad as what school districts were portraying. But now the governor has eliminated all of that money, and when you take that together as a totality, that's a pretty significant cut to our basic ed funding.
And as you mentioned, this will affect schools at the local level and taxpayers as well. What kind of changes can we put in place that might help school districts to deal with this reduction in state funding?
If we're going to make cuts to the school district funding that has been proposed, we need to give school districts tools so that they're able to do their jobs dealing with the budget. Because, you know, the governor has said no tax increase. But if the school district now are going to increase my property tax, that's a tax increase. That's tax shifting, and it's going to be a tax increase on the local taxpayers. So we got to make sure that we can fix problems and give the school district tools to use. And one of them is advertising. We need to raise that limit and allow them to advertise electronically. And then the next thing is we need to get rid of prevailing wage. Those two things, I think, are easy to get through the General Assembly. And then there's other more complicated things, you know, economic furlough of teachers, school strikes, and some of those other things. And mandates in general we need to get rid of. So we need to give the school districts those tools that they can compensate for the cuts in funding. And I also believe that Act 1 is going to be reopened, and we're probably going to eliminate those exceptions that are currently in there and actually give what the intent of Act 1 was, let the local taxpayers have a say in school district budgets.
Representative Tallman, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Will Tallman.